I'm Sybil McGuire for Around the Triangle, and we're fortunate today to have in the studio with us Amy Kilgore. She's the Public Relations Coordinator for the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher. And not just that one, and there are lots of aquariums in North Carolina, not surprisingly, since we have so much beach. Tell us about all the aquariums that are in North Carolina, because we do have more than just the one at Fort Fisher.
Correct. There are three state North Carolina aquariums. Of course, Fort Fisher, which is outside of Wilmington, and then Pine Knoll Shores Aquarium, which is outside of Atlantic Beach, and then the Roanoke Island Aquarium, which is outside of Manteo, or in Manteo, rather.
So wherever you are, whichever one is closest to you, are they all similar?
They are similar, but yet different. We do exhibit a lot of the same animals, but each aquarium has something a little different. For example, Pine Knoll Shores and Roanoke Island both have otters, whereas we have the albino alligator.
Oh, yeah. So they have the otters. You have the albino alligator. Luna. Oh, she's so pretty.
She's been with us a year now. May 29th was her one-year anniversary with us.
And she's doing very well.
She's doing very well, growing big, as alligators should. And she's coming out of the water a lot more than she was last year, hauling out on her log and crawling up and moving around a little more, so people are excited to actually see her out of the water, and she looks a lot bigger.
Albino alligators are rare, too, in the wild, aren't they?
They're very rare. Only 30 to 50 are known to exist in the world.
And they don't usually survive in the wild, do they? They're not
suited. They don't. Normally, when alligators hatch from the egg, the first instinct is to bask in the sunlight, and then they can fall to prey.
Because they're kind of obvious.
Because they can't camouflage themselves. Right. And also, they can get sunburned from the sunlight and get an infection and die from that.
Skin cancers as well, can't they get melanomas?
Yes, right.
That's very sad. So if an albino alligator is discovered, its best chance of survival is in an aquarium or a zoo, correct?
Correct, yes.
I know. The first one I saw was in New Orleans.
Right, yeah. Most of the ones that you will see are in zoos and aquariums or at St. Augustine Alligator Farm in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now, the aquariums have wonderful programs in the summer that you may or may not know about. And I know Amy's here to tell us about some of the great ones. I know, oh gosh, some of these sound so good. And they're not just for kids. You don't just have camps for kids. The behind the scenes job, you can join the staff on a behind the scenes tour and learn about the aquarium animals, what they eat and how they live and how to care for them.
Right.
And you have to... You have to be ready to smell a little fishy.
That's our Aquarist Apprentice program, which is great fun for people to actually see everything that happens behind the scenes. There's so much more involved than just what you see on the floor. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of equipment and maintenance that happens every day, early in the morning and on the holidays, nights and weekends. So we like to take people back there and just show you what it's like to be an aquarist. You can cut up fish and help us feed animals and just learn about their daily tasks.
And there are openings for the Saturday, July 24th and Saturday, July 31st positions as an aquarist. An aquarist?
Right, an aquarist. That's an aquarium made up word.
Oh, okay. And it's at 2 o'clock and it's for ages 10 and up, and it is a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
It's $25 for ages 13 and up and $23 for ages 10 to 12.
Right.
Now, I can't imagine, had I been a kid and had this kind of thing available to me, I so would have ended up.
I know.
When I was a kid and we would travel to the Outer Banks and vacation at Nag's Head, that so inspired me. I was going to be a marine biologist. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
Kids just love this.
It's a great opportunity for kids to learn about careers early on and just decide if they want to major in biology. It's something that we need more biology majors and get children interested in science as early.
Absolutely. There are behind-the-scenes tours, too. If you don't want to get your hands dirty,
right,
you don't have to be an aquarist apprentice, but you can take a behind-the-scenes tour. And there are also Sunday, the July 25th, at 1 and Thursday, July 29th at 11:30.
Right.
And you can accompany the staff on a guided tour of animal quarantine, life support, food prep, and access areas.
It sounds a little boring.
It doesn't, not to me.
I know. Well, the life support area is really interesting because you learn about just the incredible amount of maintenance it takes in the filters and cleaning the tanks. We clean every day. We pride ourselves on water quality. Mm-hmm. And quarantine is something interesting, as we quarantine all of our animals for 30 days before they go on exhibit to make sure that there's no infections. And even our aquarists can see that a fish has a air bubble in its eye and they're taken off exhibit and given eye drops. So we take really good care of our animals and make sure that their exhibit quality and the water quality is excellent.
You also have extended behind the scenes
tours.
That's
new this year. It is. And it's actually sold out through August.
Okay. So,
So we do have some August dates coming up, but it's a brand new program. It's just like the behind the scenes tour, but this time we also take you on top of our Cape Fear Shoals exhibit, which is the largest exhibit we have, 235,000 gallons. And you get to watch us feed that tank, feed the sharks and the eels and stingrays, and do what we call a scatter feed, where we toss fish into the water and then you can watch the fish swim up and grab the food. So it's really been popular, and I think shark feed is just really exciting for people to see up close and personal.
Chum the waters. You also have wonderful programs for children and parents, including Daddy and Me, and A Dinner with the Fishes,
right?
And Mommy and Me. And that is for adults and children ages 1 to whatever.
Whatever, yeah. We do have a lot of toddler programs, like Daddy and Me and Mommy and Me, that you can come and play with your child one-on-one and have individual playtime. And it's a discovery time where you learn about colors and textures. We have a book that parents can walk around with their children and learn about animals early on, and then teach them a little bit about their colors and shapes and sounds as they go through the aquarium. Breakfast and Dinner with the Fishes are open to all ages.
I love it, pizza.
Dinner, yeah. So, that again, they get a guided tour through the aquarium and they get to have breakfast or dinner with us.
That's fabulous. And it's nice to know that you're not feeding. There's a Disney exhibit with all the fish. And unfortunately, the restaurant next to it is a seafood restaurant, which always made me feel a little guilty. So it's probably good to feed pizza.
Pizza, yes, and bagels in the morning.
There are also wonderful programs if you're interested in doing things that are a little bit more athletic. You've got Canoeing the Salt Marsh, which is a 3-hour exploration of Zeke's Island Estuarine Research Reserve by canoe.
Yes.
And activities may include during that a crabbing and clamming and seining or birding.
Right.
And you got to be able to swim and be capable of sustained physical exertion.
Right. You're not canoeing the entire three hours.
There's a little portaging involved.
Yeah. You have to get over to the island, but it's a gorgeous island, undeveloped, very serene island, and then you canoe back. So we teach you about crabbing and seine net fishing and who knows what you'll find.
And there's salt marsh and crabbing. Now your crabbing is catch and release.
Catch and release.
So we don't get to take the blue crabs home and
A lot of them are tiny too.
Oh,
so.
The little ones, okay.
But they're cute. Okay.
There's a surf fishing workshop, which is really good.
Very popular.
You've ever wanted to learn how to, it's different fishing.
It is.
Fish and
it
surf.
Is. It's very different.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of it on my visits to Florida, but there are classes on surf fishing.
Right. We do a classroom instruction time, and then we actually take you out to the beach and give you all the equipment and bait is provided. And it's very different, like you said, from normal fishing, because you're in the shore and the waves breaking make you feel like you have a fish, but you may not.
Right. Junior Naturalist is, I think, booked for the year, but you still have Sensational Senses. Summer day camps for
summer
kids.
Summer day camps, yes.
For ages 5 to 6, 7 to 9, 10 to 12, and just crafts, outdoor activities, hands-on activities. They get to be marine detectives and use their investigative skills in animal programs and concepts. And coastal crusaders venture farther to explore different coastal environments, such as blackwater swamps.
Yes, that's our older teenage older kids, camp. Yeah. So sometimes 13 to 14-year-olds think that they're too old to go to a camp, but that's why we do a little bit more exploration with them, take them to Holly Shelter, to the Topsail Island Sea Turtle Hospital, and get them out into the environment more. So we're starting with conservation and education and awareness early on.
And pre-registration is required for this. And I would imagine they can do that on your website.
They can get information on the website. They can't reserve for class online, but they can get more information about the times and classes and dates that you've mentioned.
And the website is ncaquariums.com.
And then the Fort Fisher tab on the top right.
Okay. And Fort Fisher. Okay. Fort Fisher tab is on the top right. Very good. Now, you've got so many programs in July, but you also have lots all of these programs continue in August as well. There are dates in August.
Right.
For all of, Saturdays and Sundays and Thursdays. So the behind-the-scenes tours, the Aquarist Apprentice, the extended behind-the-scenes, the children and parent programs, Breakfast with the Fishes and Children's Discovery Time and Daddy and Me and Mommy and Me and Dinner with the Fishes. I like the Sea Squirts Breakfast and Playtime with the Fishes. Toddlers and
toddlers,
their parents can explore the aquarium from 8 to 9 before it's open to the general public.
Right. It's very quiet and serene time at the aquarium between 8 and 9 before the tourists all get there. So it's a good time to see everything and experience how the quiet.
And lots more activities as well in August, including Canoeing Holly Shelter.
Yeah, that's a new program this year, too.
The Cape Fear River by Canoe.
That's right. It's actually in Pender County.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet on site and there is a discount. You have your own canoe.
Right.
But it's a beautiful estuarine area. You can see all kinds of birds and otters and wildlife. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous area, Holly Shelter.
And that, by the way, is for ages 8 and up. So this would be a wonderful
family trip
for, especially if you have slightly older children.
Right.
Rocky outcrop exploration.
Yeah. Our area right near the aquarium has one of the only outcrop areas on the coast, and you can find all kinds of critters down in the rocks, especially at low tide. So you might even find a rubbery bryozoan.
Oh my. Now see, there are all sorts of things I find on beaches, and I'm still fascinated even as an adult. Salt marsh and crabbing, the surf fishing workshop continues in August. So do the summer day camps for kids, including one that I found really fascinating. Animal keepers, how do we feed 2,000 animals?
That's where they actually get to go behind the scenes and work with some of our aquarists as well, those campers. So, but I mean, I didn't have day camp like that when I was growing up.
Exactly. Well, and how do you keep a 235,000 gallon aquarium clean?
With our summer campers. No.
You rub a toddler against the
side of
the walls. No, I'm just
kidding. We do use diapers to clean things.
You do use diapers.
Cloth diapers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not as much lint.
There's not as much lint. And not only that, you can launder them and reuse them.
Correct.
Aren't you guys just so green?
Green facility.
and you take great pride in having a green facility, I know
we
that.
We do, yes.
Now, we've discussed all of the programs that are available in the summer. And what I really want to get into too a little bit more with you, Amy, we're speaking, by the way, with Amy Kilgore. She's the public relations coordinator for North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher. And she's telling us about all three of the aquariums that you can take your family to or just go by yourself or have a fun time. What we really want to talk about too is, where are we going? Where are we headed? What plans do
coming
you have
up,
for
coming, coming up?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, the aquarium pier at in Mania, the Jeanette's Pier, is scheduled for completion in May of 2011. So that is progressing very nicely. 1,000-foot concrete pier. They've got the wind turbines up to use for green energy. They've hired a pier manager. So that is progressing very nicely and on schedule and under budget. Yay.
Mm, wonderful.
So that's at Nag's Head. And at the Roanoke Aquarium, again, they've opened a new shark exhibit. And you can actually have a touch pool of... They can actually touch docile sharks.
Okay. Like nurse sharks. And
yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's exciting. And Pinal Shores Aquarium opened a very interesting tactile exhibit called Fantastic, and it's geared towards visually impaired visitors who can actually feel textures of different fish. And so they're very excited about the opening of that. They had the School of the Blind come as one of their first visitors, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. So we're really working towards gearing some of our exhibits to some disabled patrons as well. And for us, no new animals this year, but for us...
Well, you've got Luna.
Well, we have Luna.
She's pretty spectacular.
She is very spectacular. So we're going to continue promoting Luna. Mm-hmm. But we're also working on, from 2011, as a megalodon shark exhibit.
Oh.
So we found some megalodon shark teeth off the coast of North Carolina in about 100 feet of water. So we're working on, we've got shark jaws ordered, a reproduction of a megalodon shark from the actual molds were made from actual teeth that were found in Aurora. And it's a full set, complete set. So we're super excited about that. And we're spending our summer and fall getting ready for megalodon.
Oh, so your kids that are completely fascinated by dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, would that be a fabulous
exhibit. Yeah, you can, an adult is the height of the jaws. So I couldn't even imagine what that looked like.
What that shark looked like.
Yeah.
Huge. Do we have an estimate? Do they have an estimate on how big? How long?
How long? Oh, man. I've heard all kinds of estimates. The jaws themselves are anywhere about 6 feet tall, open wide.
Goodness.
So length could have been, 50 to 100 feet. I mean, it's,
oh,
it's hard to believe.
A 150-foot shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of puts jaws in perspective,
right?
Doesn't it?
So it's going to be a fascinating exhibit, and people are very excited to see that. So.
Anything else coming up? I'm very fortunate. I know when the oil spill first happened over 12 weeks ago, I contacted Amy on behalf of the radio stations to say, if we start seeing oil and tar balls, let us know so that we can mobilize the folks in North Carolina to help with cleanup or help out in any way we can. We've been fortunate so far, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Very fortunate. And hopefully the hurricane season will stay calm and keep us safe from hurricanes and the tar.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything is seen in the North Carolina coast, the North Carolina Office of Crime Control and Public Safety is the lead state agency.
Okay.
And of course, the Coast Guard is the lead federal agency.
Mm-hmm.
But all three aquariums are prepared to assist with any sea turtle rehabilitation that may be needed. We haven't been called upon yet, but we're ready.
How has the sea turtle population been this year too?
The nesting has been incredible. Baldhead Island has over 40 nests this year, and they even got the leatherback nest that Carolina Beach had last year.
Mm-hmm.
So the turtle nesting process is going well. There is some talk about excavating some of the nests in the Gulf region and re-nesting them here on our coast so that they aren't affected by the oil spill. So that's can be a controversial topic because you're bringing them from one coast to another, but it's better than the alternative, I guess.
Which is them
not making it at all,
dying out. Now the question for me would be too: isn't that difficult for a species that returns to where they were born to lay eggs?
That's always a chance, yes, that you can take. So it's just kind of there's no good answer for that situation.
Mm-hmm. Also, I understand it's difficult to transport them at all. They because they have to be driven because the amount of
eggs.
Yes, and the amount of vibration if they flew them,
right,
would be damaging.
Yeah.
To the turtle eggs too.
They're precious cargo.
Absolutely. Is there anything that folks can do as far as volunteering for the aquarium if they would like to?
Absolutely. We're always in need of volunteers. We could not operate our facility on a daily basis without volunteers, whether it's in the dive system as a scuba diver, if you're certified, education volunteers, horticulture, aquariology, if you want to get in there and get dirty and smell fishy.
Mm-hmm.
We would not be able to function without our volunteers. We have a wonderful volunteer group and who give a lot of hours, so we are more than happy to have more.
And I know we've discussed a little bit about what's coming up in the near future with the aquariums. There was a little bit of controversy, I know, about people were talking about opening up the beaches for motor vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
How are the aquarium areas dealing with that?
You know, we don't have a lot of involvement with that. Of course, we encourage people, if they are on the beach, to be careful and watch for the sea turtle nesting areas. They are usually marked off with brightly colored orange tape, so be careful not to disturb that area. But what we like to remind people more of is when they're on the beach and digging holes and having fun, make sure they take all their stuff off the beach at night and fill in your holes, because sea turtles are coming ashore to nest and they can fall in those holes where you've buried someone and get stuck in a lawn chair or a bucket of, of some sort. So that's actually the ordinance in Curry Beach, to remove all your items from the beach at night. So, and
it would not have occurred to me that that would hang them up, or that they could tumble in
or
and get stuck.
It can, get washed away and sent out to sea as marine debris. So that's a big concern for us, is to keep the beach clean.
Is there anything else as far as activism we can do as individuals? I know we've talked a little bit about volunteering at the aquariums,
right,
or reporting if you do see a tar ball or a spill.
Right.
And is information about that also available on the aquarium website?
We have information on the website about volunteering for the aquarium.
Okay. NCAquariums.com.
NCAquariums.com, right. And our biggest and easiest advice is when you go to the beach and you see litter, pick it up. Don't walk by it. Just go ahead and pick it up. And if everyone on the beach did that, it would be a lot cleaner beach. Mm-hmm. So, and beware of the dunes and not walking in the dunes. And if you want to get involved, there's a lot of sea turtle organizations, Pleasure Island Sea Turtle Project in our area, for example, where mm-hmm. you can volunteer to monitor for nests and babysit the nest when it's getting ready to hatch. And that's always fun. So there's a lot of marine organizations where you can get involved and volunteer.
I also understand that it's a good tip for folks who are going to stay on the beach, or if they're staying in a rental property, or if they're staying in an RV, make sure your lights are off.
Right, make sure your lights are off, because the sea turtles get confused and think it's the moonlight, and so they don't know where they're going. So, especially in sea turtle nesting season.
You need to keep your outdoor lights off.
Right.
And when is sea turtle nesting season?
Right now.
And it goes on until?
It goes on until usually August, September. Okay. So, and after a nest is laid, it's usually about 60 days for it to hatch. So mm-hmm. that's kind of a crucial time.
I know it's very similar to the turtles that crawl out of the swamp on the Neuse River and come into our yards
exactly.
and lay their eggs. We are sometimes very fortunate in my neighborhood. I do have a neighbor, though, that comes and gets me. Sybil, please get this turtle out of my yard. I seem to be the only person brave enough to pick up
these giant turtles. Brave enough to pick up a turtle.
Well, they get pretty big.
They do get big, and this is the time of year they're coming out, and mm-hmm. it's warm, and they're basking. And so if you see one crossing the road, you need to move it into the direction that they're walking, because they're just going to turn around and go back.
Yep, absolutely. And we've been speaking today with Amy Kilgore. I always love having Amy in. She's the public relations coordinator at North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher. And you can find information about all sorts of programs in July and in August, the Aquarist Apprentice, the behind-the-scenes tour, and extended behind-the-scenes tour. If you're a mom or a dad of a youngster, they have Daddy and Me and Mommy and Me classes and dinner and breakfast with the fishes. And if you like to spend your time in athletic pursuits, canoeing the salt marsh and crabbing and a surf fishing workshop for the sport fishermen, because, yeah, you got it. It's a little different.
It is.
And just a freshwater fishing.
That's right.
Summer day camps for kids continue in the end of July. And I believe, do you still have day camps in August?
First two weeks of August. We have eight weeks of summer camp every year.
Okay. All righty.
So if you're even on vacation for a week at the beach,
it would be
up for camp.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, mom and dad, you go on vacation at the beach and send the kids to summer camp.
Have the day to yourself, and then you can have fun at night together.
It sounds like a much more romantic vacation.
Yeah, a little bit more romantic. And tire them out. They'll fall asleep on the drive home.
The North Carolina aquariums are spectacular. We're not talking just about Fort Fisher. We're also talking about
High Nose Shores and mm-hmm. Roanoke Island.
And you can find out information about all the North Carolina aquariums at ncaquariums.com. And for all programs, children ages 14 and under must be accompanied by an adult. And if you need more information, or if you'd like to register for a program, call 910-458-7468. And you can check the website for all the program details. Again, that's ncaquariums.com. The number again, 910-458-7468. Amy Kilgore is the public relations coordinator, and it's always good to see you, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
And if you would like to contact us about your program or your ongoing events and have it featured on Around the Triangle, just send your information to Around the Triangle at triangleradio.com.